I apologize for any talking on the bus or whatever, and if you get, okay. That's okay.
Well, that'll be five Hail Marys for you, Bob.
What's that?
That'll be five Hail Marys.
Do I have to say them while kneeling?
On the bus, kneeling.
On
yeah.
the bus, kneeling? Okay, so that sounds... I was raised Catholic. That sounds... I'm fine with that.
I have to leave early. I have a 7 o'clock meeting,
okay.
So I'll have to get off the phone at 6:45.
Okay. And who's moderating?
I think I'm the moderator.
Okay.
I have no idea what we're talking about today. I don't really know. Because last time we talked, we said we're going to do the list review and report on that, but we kind of set that aside.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all our time constraints.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the questions that Bob had sent for us for the JSM. So I don't know if you guys... I sent my responses to Bob.
I sent mine also. Before we had... I guess I had gotten an email saying we were going to talk about it. Because I thought he wanted them individually.
Right. And he did. That was my mistake. You were absolutely right, Aisha. Yeah.
Okay.
But what we do need to look at is there were two parts of that assignment.
Uh-huh, the thing.
The
mm-hmm.
second part was the looking at kind of a graphical.
The graphical, yeah.
And I just used what we had discussed with Georgette, what Georgette had given us before.
Yeah.
Is that what you did too, Aisha?
That's what I looked at, but because Jennifer would have to present this the night before or something like that, right, Jen?
The Monday at the dinner meeting, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm okay with just using the concept map that Georgette had come up with. So, Jennifer, what specifically did you want us to talk
about?
Well,
I didn't know if
about.
We wanted to pull that up on the Blackboard website or wherever you guys have it and just take a look at, do you want to put that in as one slide? It's kind of a lot to put in just how we want to set that up. Bob, maybe you could give us some more information about how that would be presented. Is it just a talk, or are we going to do a PowerPoint?
Oh, I thought it was just a graphical, yeah.
Well, you could. It would be nice if you could display it.
Yeah.
We honestly don't know if we're going to have a projector to project or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't, it might be a handout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But we would like a visual, and then you'd be talking about the visual.
But how long is the talk supposed to be, Bob?
5-10 minutes at the most.
Okay.
I think I'm thinking that's what we did. There's several things we'll want to do.
Mm-hmm.
One, it'll be a dinner. We'll want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it in front of me. I don't remember what we did last time, but
mm-hmm.
it was kind of like 5 or 10 minutes from each of the groups.
Okay. So Jennifer would be really just talking about how it evolved or how it's broken apart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean in terms of statistical reasoning? The different sections, the different arms of it, just to talk about what we've read and where we're going with it.
Well, yeah, right now it's, in itself it's an outline,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of has its the literature divided up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if we wanted to flesh that out at all any more than what we have. I don't know if each of us. I know that we haven't gone into the details of the literature review for each section, and I know some of the sections we were going to do all together. But I didn't know if we wanted to come up with a. I don't know.
Bob, so what is the purpose of this, versus the presentation itself? What's the function? Are there different functions?
Well, each of us RAB members
uh-huh.
is aware of what's happening in each of our clusters, which
uh-huh.
so I know what's going on with you.
Right.
I don't really know. I don't have good firsthand knowledge of what's going on the other two.
Okay.
And then the same thing for all the cluster members. You know what's going on
mm-hmm.
in yours, but in
mm-hmm.
So it's just we're all together. So one purpose is to inform everybody, give everybody a little information, so we know more about what each group is doing.
Okay.
But it also lets us then RAB. We get a sense of where each group is too.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Yeah. So it's not for us to stand there and give all the theory. It's basically to explain what we're doing and where we're going.
Yep.
In a condensed form.
Yes. And you could, you know, like I said, I'm thinking like in 5 or 10 minutes, so we're not wanting you to give us all the theory. But what are the different, I think one of you guys was saying, what are the different sections?
Right.
What are the different parts,
right,
I guess, of what you're trying to understand, and how does that map out with respect to how you're clustering the literature together.
Right.
There could be interrelationships between the different sections, however you guys see it.
Okay. So it sounds to me, Jennifer, like it's just an informal conversation saying, here's what we are working on, as opposed to saying, you know, Garfield, Ilmaz, Dawson, so-so-so, claim specifically XYZ.
It's just an overview of this is where we've been, this
right.
is what we're working on, and this is what we're planning to do.
Right.
Well, that sounds more like what we're presenting during the actual presentation.
Right.
Rather than our, because I don't think that we're as far as that in our literature review yet.
Right.
Anyway, I don't think. I think what we have already on the slides that we're going to present on Wednesday, that's a better picture. I guess maybe.
Right, but it sounds like maybe not everyone is going to be able to attend all of the, or well, may not be able to attend the RAB, you know, the presentations on the Wednesday or whatever day it is. So.
Well, that's the one we're doing all together.
Yeah.
So it would be the same people, right, Bob?
Right.
People.
May or may not.
I assume it may or may not, but it'll be if it's not everybody, it'll be mostly everybody will probably be there, you know, be there at that. Plus, we hope others will be at at that presentation, too. But, yeah, I see what you guys are saying about, sort of sounds like there'd be almost, you know, a lot of overlap between what you might be saying at the presentation during the session and what you might be saying at the dinner. So let me remember to talk to Joan more about this.
Okay.
And see if we can fire off an email sometime. May not happen before the weekend holiday, but hopefully it will, to look at this and get some clarification. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
The one thing about our slides for the Wednesday presentation at JSM is we didn't – we had a blank slide at the end that said we were going to put the concept map in there.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what we're talking about now as far as that Monday event as well. But do we want to just kind of put that whole thing in as a slide or not list all of the articles?
I would go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Georgia. That's fine.
Oh, it's going to be very difficult to read,
And
it's also very raw, so, you know, I don't know how much we want to include, or we could just put, you know, EG in a couple articles, you know, something like that, but I think as it is, it's too busy.
I was going to vote for just the actual part with the words.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? I mean, that little, I guess, pyramid thingy, where it has statistical reasoning, arrow reasoning about p-values and the three arms. And then just leave out
the
articles. Because, I mean, I think it's a good visual.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they need to see at that point
the articles. We're going to look at that on the
Good. And also on the slides, as they look right now, I think a few of them are pretty busy.
Okay.
Now, do you just want me to go in and the questions I think we decided that we wanted the questions to be
But you can abbreviate them and then just discuss them more during your talk, you know?
Condense the question itself.
Yeah, condense, yes.
Okay.
Let me just say, Jennifer, I am comfortable with, if you're doing the presentation, I'm comfortable with you cutting or adding whatever you need to make it flow.
Yeah, I think with, I know we discussed having the actual questions up there, but I think that visually it's very difficult to, there's no way that they'll be able to see that and read it.
Right, but you can probably say, you know, you can maybe take a few copies of the questions. or take one or two questions, you know, put up one or two questions or just one and say, here's an example of, you know, the type of question that we asked.
Okay. Well, we're going to put up our new table of responses, right? That's in our...
Yeah, just a summary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. The percent correct,
uh-huh.
The table that Niratsu put in there.
Yeah.
What is our purpose? Do we want to... what are the main ideas we're trying to convey? And what is the purpose of us having those questions up there and the responses there? Are we just illustrating what we've been doing, or do we want to go into more detail?
For me, personally, when I think of the fact that these are questions that were administered after the unit was, you know, the unit was taught, I suppose seeing the percent correct or so forth, we can actually say to them, well, these are questions where if there's a high percentage of students who got the problem, well, from the very just, I guess just the basic is, okay, we've taught p-values, what percentage is getting, you know, them correct, and then what percentage is getting them incorrect. And if there's a high percentage especially getting it incorrect, then we can say things like this would lead us to try to go into the actual written, you can explain that we went in to look at the coding and so forth, and that we're starting to begin to understand, try to understand why they're getting those things correct, incorrect. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? At least that's what I was thinking.
Could I add something? I think in terms of having a good presentation, like a visually interesting and one that won't distract people mm-hmm. from listening to you, mm-hmm. that maybe if you include, you know, some basic things like the question, and then actually just read the student responses, just to give them examples of them, rather than
including. As opposed to putting them on the slide?
Just throwing that out there. I was just thinking that way, you know, that way anyone who's going back to refer to it will see what we're doing, and the individual student responses would be more of an interactive kind of thing, you know.
And that's how I think we, when we looked at the slides, I think that's how they're set up right now.
Yeah, that's how they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming in one at a time. That,
right.
So that, and I believe that we each chose representative responses.
We'll maybe add some extra, like leave just fewer on the slide, and I just can't remember what the slides look like at the moment. This is just a design thing, like mm-hmm. just have a couple on the slide and then just read some extras or something like that.
Because I think we cut it down a lot, right? It's just like maybe two per question, or two or three per question?
I couldn't remember if we did that. Okay.
Three per question,
okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Georgia, you're suggesting to read some additional ones just for emphasis?
Well, if you have time. I mean, I guess it depends on time. So, I don't know. I forgot that we had already condensed the slides, actually. So,
I think it is very telling. I think that's a good point, though, Georgia, because I think when you and I were looking at the list of all the responses when we were trying to condense them for the slides, I think it's telling that you see maybe the same response that's incorrect maybe four times. You know, and that might be just noted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm trying to be the recorder, too, so if the minutes are a little light, it's because I'm trying to figure out what I'm presenting and trying to record.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Niratsu? What is your opinion?
You're talking to me, Bob?
Oh, sorry.
Well, we have the questions. So I think what you're saying makes sense to kind of, we have the responses tied to the theme.
Yeah.
It might be nice to give examples with the question of how the students responded.
And we have that in the slide already. That's already in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at that point should we do the percentage rather than doing a table at the end?
Oh, okay.
I think if I can butt in, so I brought up the slides that Jennifer sent to me, and Jennifer, you're still pretty much working from that set that you sent me?
I'm not sure which ones from...
No.
Yeah, so I think you're changing. But, like,
yeah.
In that one, you've got the questions listed,
mm-hmm.
and some of them fit nicely on the slide. Some of them, you're actually right, they're kind of crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
cut them down.
Mm-hmm. What I was just going to say is just think about... You know, using ellipses, dot, 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 think about what you have to, you could have handouts that have the full set of questions.
That's what I was saying. Mm-hmm.
And then you could
just have
the parts of the questions you need to have there to just kind of remind them of what the question's getting at. And then I think for each question, having counts or percents, what you want to present, I think percents are more informative.
Yeah.
Instead of a table at the end where they might not remember what all the questions are, you present the percents right there,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe a summary at the end to show if there's differences that you want to highlight in the difficulty of the items or the types of responses. Does that make some sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Bob, how many would you expect as far as handouts? Is that something that I should have copied and ready to distribute when I get there?
I'm going to say 50 right now.
50.
If that, you know, and you can think about how you can minimize things and copy back to back so that you don't have any too many pages. But
mm-hmm.
you've got six questions, and you know, I don't know if three on a page or if they all fit on a page or what you want
to
do. But
we might be able to do it landscape and then do split column. I'll work on the
I'll work on it,
Jennifer, and send it to you, because we don't need to give them the, you know, the descriptive stuff, the identifiers, like, you know, indicate, you know, year and gender and all that sort of stuff. So I'll work on that.
Questions. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll work on that, Jennifer, and send it to you, okay?
Okay. And I will fix up the slides so they're not bunched.
Okay.
And, Bob, for the Monday evening dinner, how many handouts would be for that one? There would be at least 20?
Well, there's the 12 participants and the 9 RAV.
Okay.
So, and not everybody's going to come.
Okay.
So 20 is about spot on, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Monday one, Jennifer, I think Bob said he was going to talk to Joan to clarify what that's going to be like. So
don't make copies yet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying. I'm thinking ahead.
Yeah, I took that as if that's what we're going to do instead of like an overhead projector, then yeah, I think 20 copies is about right. But, you know, people might enjoy having, if it's of your concept map,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to suggest to Joan that we ask everybody to bring copies because people in the other clusters might, you know, find it useful to see each other's concept maps and have that handy for future
mm-hmm.
reference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything I can do? Because we've already. Do you need me to do anything? Let me leave it at that.
Well, with the people, I know that we each did our questions and
mm-hmm.
we did our counts for our questions. And the last time, Nairadzu had put all of that into one table. Narazu, did you do that again this time?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I was
just going to say maybe.
I think it's on Blackboard, but I can double check.
Okay.
It is. It's in Blackboard.
Okay, it's there. Okay.
I also put, just a summary of some of the descriptive things, like, you know, gender, what.
Okay.
So we can kind of get a sense of the type of student that we're getting.
Right. That's great. And Jennifer, again, don't forget, you can send us out the slides again if you want, you know, input or whatever it may be.
Yes, I definitely mm-hmm. will. Definitely.
So is there anything else on the JSM stuff, what we need to do for that? Or we'll prepare?
Nirantu, what day are you getting there?
I'm getting there, I believe, what is the first? On Sunday.
Okay, me too. All right.
But I'm not staying in one of the hotels, though, because I got a cheaper one a little farther away, though.
Okay, I'm staying at the Hyatt, which is still a few blocks away.
I was trying to get it sweet because I'm going to bring my boys. But
oh, nice. That's nice.
I ended up getting something cheaper than the actual hotel. Or hotel room. So is that it on JSM? We want to talk about the lit review, what we want to do with that, because I know we had kind of put it off because it was a little overwhelming.
Yes.
What else going on.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, I'm unclear about
doing this for JSM, because I don't know that we'll be able to get it out by then.
I don't.
It's just for our own progress as a group to keep moving forward with this.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we might want to start thinking about what we're doing for the fall.
Okay.
So maybe we can start off with an outline for each of our sections on the list review of how we're going to approach it. So we can kind of see where we're going with it and how it will all fit together.
So just an outline versus actual paragraphs?
Yeah, I think, you know, just so we, because it seems a lot to try and actually
yeah.
put together
mm-hmm.
right now, but if
mm-hmm.
we can have an outline and then we can start thinking about what goes in each section for our own part,
right.
So it's in bullet points, then we can flesh it out as we go. I think that
mm-hmm.
will be less
I can't.
Overwhelming.
Okay.
He's on the bus.
Probably.
I just got off the bus.
Okay.
And we had a door malfunction going on. sorry about that. So now, did you ask me something?
No.
Okay.
I like that suggestion though. And you know, we could all just do a first draft or something, and then kind of, you know, figure out those places where we have some overlap or things are missing.
So how are you using first draft? Are you because I thought Naradu was talking about a shell.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess when I think of draft, I think of paragraphs of stuff.
I'm sorry. That's not what I meant.
Okay.
I mean, doing it the way she was explaining it, with intent that we will probably change it, you know.
Okay.
That it doesn't have to be like the perfect thing that we're bringing to the table, but just the start. Because I think we'll be able to remind each other of other things, too.
When we look at each other's outlines, we can see how to move things around and, you know, what goes together, and it will give us a better picture. Because right now, I don't know that I have a clear picture of what it will look like when we put it together. So
mm-hmm.
I think, but I don't want us to spend time going into it and only to find that, oh, it's not going to work that way. So if we have an outline, at least we'll have a starting point of, okay, this is what it's going to look like. Let's flesh it out some more, put some bullet points of what to include in each.
Right, because the main issue I think I had raised the last time was that I know, because I'm writing the reasoning about p-value section, which
mm-hmm.
is the big section, and then common errors, assessment, measurement, and pedagogy all come out under it. So remember, I had a concern about overlap
right.
in terms of what I'm supposed to be covering versus what is going to be covered in the sections below me. So I think
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. Yeah.
Good. What is the timeline for this?
Well, I guess by our next meeting?
Just that, yeah, if we can just have an outline for our next meeting, and then we can kind of go from there.
Okay, so will our next meeting be before JSM?
No, but we don't need, do we, no.
We don't need it before JSM.
No, not that we need it, but as far as just work between now and then work after JSM.
I see.
Looking at workload.
I see what you mean. But I was thinking, you know, and I think, Jennifer, you may even have yours already, because it sounded like the first time you were further ahead than the rest of us.
Yeah, and then I put it away for a little while. And you know, actually, when I was answering the questions to send to Bob, I went
mm-hmm.
back and I read all the minutes from
mm-hmm.
our first call to the last. And
mm-hmm.
it really gave me a nice overview, too. And I think I'm ready to go back and look at it again. So,
okay.
I mean, certainly something I can do before July. You know, I can do it before JSM. That's fine.
But, I mean, if you want to put it off until August, I don't have a problem with that. And then we can use the time. Well, at least we have to use the time to be cleaning up the slides, right?
Yeah, but that's
mm-hmm.
not going to be. Those are
too much.
Between what
mm-hmm.
all of us have put into that, I think
mm-hmm.
we're good on the slides. It's
okay.
just cleaning them up.
Too.
Yeah.
But maybe to give us time to work on that outline and get those bullet points so we can kind of have our little sections laid out and then see how they map on each other.
Put together, right.
Okay, yep. So do we want to meet?
You can't see me, but I'm using quotation, doing quotation thingies.
air quotation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of have my... a better sense now in terms of, you know, at first I had asked for after 5 p.m. because I wasn't sure of the culture of the, you know, workspace, whether, you know, you can use the phone or take a break whenever. But now I'm pretty clear that, you know, it's fine. So I can meet during the day.
Oh, okay.
I just take my hour lunch whenever we meet. So we don't have to meet this late. And I did appreciate you guys being willing to do this.
Oh, no problem.
Mm-hmm. So
do we want to pick a day and then use that as our target date for the outline?
Yeah, why don't we do that? What day works for people?
I will be not available 15, 16, 17, 20 through 26. I'll be on vacation.
Well, what about the end of the month? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the 28th?
Or the 29th? Or
29th?
28th sounds better for me just because I'm teaching a class off campus and it's quite a drive to get there on the 29th.
Okay.
So the 28th would be good.
What about the 30th for you, Nairadzu? Is that going to be the CMSU? You're going to have to drive to your class?
The 30th?
Uh-huh.
Usually it would work, but we have new students coming in, and I'm doing the advising for a whole bunch of new students.
I was just saying because, you know, Jennifer would be on vacation.
Depends what time.
Yeah.
If we do it around, like, 5, I can do it.
5 your time?
5 your time. So 2 o'clock my time.
On which day is that?
On
Friday.
The
30th.
The 30th, yeah. I mean, I could do the 28th, too, though.
Oh, you that'll be enough time? Okay.
Yeah, I'm coming back the 26th.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you had enough time to, you know, finish up your stuff, to write, you know, and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to be gone, huh?
Right.
I'm going to be at the beach.
Yeah.
You will be gone.
I'm going to be gone for 10 days in the middle of that also, so.
Well, can we roll it in? What about whether that will mean that we will miss our August or July meeting? I was not going to say, what about August 2nd? But
well,
I would miss.
Jennifer and I will be in.
Oh, right, in JSM already.
Yeah.
Yep.
What day are you guys leaving?
I think the 30th is fine unless you're opposed to a Friday. No,
I'm
can do
not.
The 28th or the 30th. I can do either one, but I can't do the 28th till like 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. Well, 28th or 30th,
okay.
Whatever works for people is fine.
The 28th is fine.
Okay. 28th, yep. What time on the 28th?
I think I prefer 2 o'clock or after. 2 o'clock Eastern time or after.
Okay, so that's
and the earliest I could do would be 3 that day.
Okay, so that's 3 Eastern, which is, what, 6 o'clock Nairadzu's time?
That'll be 1 my...
Backwards.
Oh, gosh, wrongly.
Noon.
Sorry.
That'd be noon for Nairadzu.
Okay. Does that work for everybody?
So,
yeah.
3 p.m.?
3 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me put it in
Wednesday.
Here. Yeah.
Enroll.
Okay, so we plan to have our outlines up by the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
I think Georgette was asking about roles.
Oh. Let's have a look for you here.
Oh, I can tell you.
Okay.
Georgette, you'll be the recorder. Nairadzu, the synthesizer. Aisha, the moderator.
Okay.
And I will be the organizer.
Okay.
Thank you.
But did we ever figure out what a synthesizer does?
Doing it right now.
Yeah,
lying on my couch with my laptop on my lap, and I'm synthesizing like crazy. But I am taking notes also, so if you have any, Jennifer, if there's anything you missed or you need some help with, I can help you. I'm actually doing something.
I'm kind of light on the notes, but you can, I think that, we're just summarizing anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing much.
So we're just going to do bullets for a section, right? Bullets outline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guys, on logistics with the phone call,
uh-huh.
I don't know if you got this email, Gene, because Gene Scott, I think, just sent it to Joan or some people.
Uh-huh.
But they're going over to a single phone number and a single passcode, I think, for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not, I had to go back and look at it, and I could. I'd have to just take some time to look it up. But I'm not sure that this phone number, I think this is the right passcode.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure this phone number is, that we use today is going to be the one that we need to use.
Oh, well, maybe she'll send us the information.
Or somebody might, who's ever setting it up, might want to contact. We have to contact Jean anyways, right?
Yeah, because she normally sends us, yeah.
So just think about, mm-hmm. if you just remember that, you might want to ask her about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, because everybody's using the same thing now.
Right.
So we have to make sure that we have that time slot.
So I guess that's another issue now.
Oh, mm-hmm. is it? Well, let's just get to it first.
do it right away.
Yes.
So, Jennifer, are you the organizer?
Yes, I am.
So maybe as soon as we hang up, you can email Jean and say, okay, this is our slot.
Yes.
And, Jennifer, another thing, I was talking to Narazu one day. I don't know if you were there, but this time when I logged on, it asked me for three sets of numbers as opposed to two.
Okay.
And it asked for a budget account number. But I just plugged back in the you know, conference number again, the code, twice. But I was really confused for a second.
Well,
Amy,
I
want to verify. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just ask her if there are new procedures.
Yeah, great.
And then I'll forward that information to you guys.
Okay.
Okay, what else do we have on our agenda?
Well, do we want to talk about... our plans for the fall.
Okay.
Okay.
Even though it's only June 30th.
Well, it could be upon us before we know it, so.
Yeah.
I know we talked a little bit about maybe doing a pre and a post test and doing a full administration of the instrument.
Uh-huh.
Is that what we're planning on still?
That's what I thought.
But do we need to... Are we just going to... go with what we have, or are we going to use the pilot to make some adjustments before we do the full-blown study?
I thought we had already made the adjustments to the questions themselves. You know, we had thought the 962 was, the 1,000 was the problem. We changed it to 962, and we noticed there was still the same issue.
Yeah. So I guess that wasn't it.
Yeah. So the... You're saying administer it twice, administer it at the beginning and then administer it at the end.
So
beginning meaning, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
When you say beginning, do you mean September or before we actually teach it?
Oh.
Oh, I don't know how it, well, unless the kind of a tough one. Because if they've never taken a SAS class before,
mm-hmm.
we don't really expect them to know what a p-value is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much information the before would give us.
I guess for me, in terms of, because my class, I do have AP students in there who
mm-hmm.
should not be in there, but, you know, taking an easy class or whatever else. Having the pre, then when if we start looking at, if we do the analysis on the differences, well, I guess we're not doing the overall score, are we? So then perhaps the pre.
But it would give you, it would let you say, do some of the students seem to already know this,
okay.
understand this or not, even on day one? And so mm-hmm. I think you don't know what experience they've had coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Andy did his thesis research,
mm-hmm.
it was on understanding bivariate correlation and bivariate plots.
Mm-hmm.
And he administered his instrument, I think, three or four times. And it was interesting. They didn't cover this topic until the last couple weeks of class. And yet through the course, there was evidence that students were gaining some conceptual understanding about bivariate plots and correlation.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been re-exposure to the questions, but there's probably some of the concepts, underlying concepts that they were understanding better that were letting them reason through some of these questions.
Mm.
well, it could be interesting. It could be interesting. Think about it, to do it on day one or the first week of the semester, prior to when you're going to teach it, and then after you've taught it.
How far ahead of when you teach it would you do that? Like on day one of that unit, or?
That's a good question. And you guys are all teaching different courses, right?
Right.
I mean, you're not following exactly the same plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you need to talk among each other about the similarities and differences, if you haven't already done that,
mm-hmm.
and come to some, you know, operationalize it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
However you see it, the first time you're going to be talking about the topic,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's the beginning of that class.
Okay.
It certainly could be at the end, or it certainly could be the class beforehand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess my last rambling thought is, what do you see as the precursor knowledge that, you know, you're developing in your course prior to p-values, and do you want them to have had all that when you do this second time, if that's what you're going to do, and what point is that when it happens?
Right. I think we talked about this.
I think we can agree on the initial and the final administration, because, you know, the initial will be before we do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the beginning of the quarter or the semester. Well, that's another thing. Are we all on quarters or semesters? Georgian, I think you're on semesters, right?
That's right.
I'm on semesters also.
Oh.
I'm on semesters.
But we don't have to administer them at exactly the same, you know, like we're all doing it in the same week or whatever else. It's
no,
just,
but I mean the same
yeah.
time in terms of the course structure. So like at the beginning of the course.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, but it's the middle part that we're not sure at what point we'll do it.
I think I vote for just as I think through it, I may vote to do, my vote is to, on the day that I would be starting p-values, come in and give, you know, the assessment.
But the initial one?
The same, because it's the same thing that we're doing.
As your pretest?
No, so the pretest would be on day one of the course.
Okay.
And then on the first day of the when I'm starting p-values, that would be the second administration.
Okay.
And then the third administration at the end of that unit, which is the end of my semester.
Okay.
What do you guys vote for? What are the thoughts?
We're giving them the exact same thing three times.
Yeah.
So by the third time they see it, having already seen the questions, is that?
Well, if we don't tell them what the right answer is, you know, we don't give them feedback on it. We're just collecting the data.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, there is always that test retest.
Right.
You know, that may affect our findings,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's something we'll just have to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the discussion portion is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's
there's
a research design that I just became aware of the last year called the Solomon crossover design.
Oh,
what is it? Was it called Ford?
Solomon. S-O-L-O-M-O-N. I believe that's how you spell the person's
okay.
name.
Uh-huh.
And I think you can go online and put that in, and you'll get some you know, hits, even in Wikipedia.
Okay.
But essentially, I think that's what it is. I know it's Solomon, and I think it's crossover design, but essentially you have half or some proportion of your participants not take the pretest.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the other half take the pretest, and you would randomly assign people to these two conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, and it's a little more to it, and it's not coming to mind right now, but it's essentially what you're looking for is no effect of that manipulation.
Oh, okay.
In other words, or if there is, you'll see that there's an effect. But what you might think is that students who had the pretest would do better than students who didn't. And are you guys following that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could try to get more information, or you guys can look it up. But I don't know that you guys are still in development,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you need to do it this time.
Mm-hmm.
but it could be something to think about
later on
if you have some ideas about what's going on. I think that the multiple exposures might be having an effect if you have some inclination that might be happening. I think that one thing it does do, especially when you're giving it on day one, which I think is a good way to operationalize it, but when you're giving it that second time at the beginning of day one of talking about p-values, it probably serves as advanced organizers for most of the students.
Right.
And so that's not a bad thing as far as it, as teaching goes.
Okay.
But you don't know if that's happening or not, and in this kind of Solomon design might help you get at that.
Okay.
In doing the pretest on day one, this is not something that I've done before, but do you find a high level of student frustration for those students that are just like, I have no idea what this is, and they would just leave it all blank?
Well,
probably, but I think you set them up by, you know, if you just really lower the anxiety that this is not
right.
to evaluate you, this is not, I'm just trying to get a sense of where we are, don't just do the best you can, so they know they're not going to be judged necessarily. I think that might help.
But
I know you haven't covered any of this, and I'm keeping that in mind. I just want to get a sense of where you are, so I know where to start.
You're going to have a consent form, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to participate in research. So you guys can think about, so what Naraza was saying, you could actually have that in the consent form. And you know, let them know they're part of a study. This has something to do with p-values. It's something they're going to be learning in the class. You just want to know where people are at on day one. And like Naraza said, and this is not going to be used to evaluate you or be used to give you a final grade in the course.
Because I have to have someone else administer it because of my IRB has asked me to do that. I would prefer to do it on the second day of class. Only because the first day is a good day for me to, like, start to get to know people, you know, establish a relationship, get it to feel fun, like it's not a real burden to be there in a statistics course. And maybe on the second day have somebody come in and do that for me, do the pretest. Do you think that would alter things for us, or is it essentially the same day for all intents and purposes?
Does day one have to actually be day one, or can it be day one?
Yeah. Unless,
how
about week one?
After introduction. But if it's mostly kind of housekeeping kind of things that you do on that first day, then they haven't really had any of the subject matter yet by the time they take they complete the survey. So that should still be fine.
Well, I start off with data, so we talk about different kinds of variables and all of that. So I don't think that would affect it. I start teaching on day one.
Yeah.
You're not having them draw random samples or look at distributions of means from random samples and stuff when you're talking about data?
Nope, not yet. The first chapter of the book is on classifying variables, and I have them build a survey that could be administered to all of us, you know, to ask the class questions so they can learn all the different variables and all that. So there really isn't any kind of math involved. It's all more of a qualitative thing.
Mm-hmm. And I do the same thing first day.
I think what I'm going to say is just that when down the line you guys are writing up this research and submitting it somewhere, that you need to have a description of what you did on that first day.
Right.
Whoever is doing it on the second day need to know what they did on the first day, just so you can describe that and readers can say, okay, I can't conceive of why that would affect their understanding of p-value.
Okay.
But, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I can understand for research purposes why you want it on day one, but for teaching purposes, I really want to, you know, bring those students in on the first day and make them really look forward to their stats class. And if I'm giving them an informed consent form and a research thing, here, answer these questions, and I don't want to scare them away.
Well,
so But you want to just move
it. Or maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it would pique their interest. You know, maybe it would do the opposite. Maybe it'd say, "This is great. I'm part of a research project."
I don't know. I think that's a good day for playing good cop. I'm actually leaving my house now to go to the social meeting.
Okay.
So, I don't know, should I can't drive and talk on the phone. So is there anything else? Or can I just wait for the minute?
I think you can just wait for the minute. Have a good meeting.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. See you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Can we just do day two then?
I would not be able to do mine on day two, just because...
Well, Aisha, you and I can just do day one.
Okay.
And Jennifer and Georgette can do day two.
Okay.
And we'll see what, you know...
I think you just need to keep track of that, and you know, that's something you have to say. But I've read lots of classroom research where they say, you know, the pretest was given on during the first week or on first or second day of instruction, you know. So I don't think that's a big deal.
Well, I think for me the issue is that this will be part of a larger pretest that I give every year, every semester to my students, and I use it to inform how much time I'm going to spend on any of the unit of the different units. So it won't just be these questions; it will be questions from all the different units that I teach. So putting it on day one, day two, you know, I need to know on day one if I need to cover graphs for 30 minutes or an hour or whatever it may be. So I think if I can do it on day one, that would be great, because it wouldn't interrupt the flow of what I already do. And I've never had any students have any issues with the consent form. But my consent form is attached to, is given with the syllabus.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, you get consent for the, I get consent for the entire class for videotaping and for all these other things. So, you know, I have never had any students, you know, say, oh, no, I don't want to be in this class because of whatever else. And they can always... not give consent. And I email them before the first day of class, have them go online and print and read the syllabus and print and read the consent form, so they're aware by the time they come in on day one what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's different from my students, because so many of our students are in classes where they're doing research, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Well, we can continue that conversation as we go along.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
Well, do we have anything else? That's it?
I think we're set.
Okay. Well, thank you all.
I just need to go eat something. I'm just getting hungry.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
July 28th.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Please stand by.